I got married in the year 62. Then 2 years later, my son was born. By this time, we had moved to a butcher's business in Oxford, and which was quite a change for all of us. We knuckled down, and then 6 years later, my daughter was born, once again in Oxford, and still butchering. And I butchered all the time up until the end of the 1670 years, when I decided a complete and utter change to my life, because a big thing happened in my working life. By this time, I'd palled up with a friend, and we started our own business. He knew nothing about butchery. I knew everything. Well, I like to think I knew everything about retail. But we bought these premises and off we went, and we was doing quite well. But the long story of it all, how my career came to an end, he'd done criminal things, and he eventually, through the worry of it, died. So the business died with it. So I decided a complete and utter change in my life, and I went to one of the top security companies in the country, and it still exists today, but it was a completely change of life. I decided to do radio work, so I was on the radio control side of things, and picked it up, had to go away, have a special course, and from then on we progressed in a different way completely. It was within this time of service with the company that I got promoted, and the work I had to do with the radio side was in the vaults area where all the money was. And it was such a secure position that the people that worked there, and there was not many of us in this certain section, to get the insurance covered, the company had to be insisted the workforce that worked there would go into a yearly health service. You had to have a health check every 12 months so that you could still be covered to work there through the insurance side. And it was on a nice sunny day in 1979. I had my usual yearly checkup, and she said, "Did you realise you were diabetic?" And that was the first and time I ever realised anything existed. I'd heard of it, such a layman on it, I thought, well, it's okay, we'll get it cured. How wrong one can be.
And you had any symptoms?
Now, this is one of the amazing things. Obviously, I was asked by this doctor who was doing it, had I noticed anything different with myself? And I hadn't. They kept saying, "Have you not been extra thirsty than you normally are?" No. Although I must admit, I always had a good intake of coffee. Always have had, but I never noticed any difference. And also, the other end of the cycle, was you visiting the loos more often? No, more than I normally was. So that surprised me a little bit. But
had you felt tired?
No, not as such, because in them days I had to do a shift pattern, which was you'd done 12-hour shifts, you'd done a 6 to 6, and then the following week you'd done 6 to 6. So it's days and nights. So some days you were feeling tireder, albeit I thought maybe because I wasn't getting so much sleep when I should have been. But to say I was actually feeling tired than I normally should have done, which is all the symptoms of diabetes, I wasn't, except I was still putting on weight. And this is where the crooks come in. But all the symptoms, I really didn't notice too much. But, you know, the doctor frightened me so much when she explained to me what's happened. It was imperative that I lost weight.